All righty, it's 22 before the hour, and it's 100.1 FM, WRHI. We have 63 degrees and cloudy skies, and it's Tuesday already.
Oh, is it really?
Yep, here we go. It's 21 before the hour, and it's the Tubes. Just when you thought all the great names are gone for the groups, let's name ourselves the Tubes. And it's 100.1 FM, WRHI, AM 1340. This is Tuesday morning. It's the 18th already of April.
It's time for the Kicking It Challenge for the Carolinas.
Yeah, yeah.
Here with Shayna Schivel. Good morning, Shayna.
Good morning.
This is our third annual visit with you.
It is.
And it's... you've been doing so well.
We have, yes. We've had a... very successful runs.
I'm so glad. So this is a great youth soccer tournament, and it all benefits Levine Cancer Center of the Carolinas.
Correct.
And tell us a little more about your involvement in the Kicking It Challenge.
Well, this is our fourth year.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're very excited. We're going to do the tournament and the party on separate weekends this year.
Okay.
Just to try to alleviate some of the,
logistics
weariness problems. of us that have both feet, hands in both events, but also the logistics behind planning two enormous events in one weekend is really tough. But, we've had a great run, and I was adding up our numbers the other day, and we are almost at the $200,000 mark.
Okay.
For three
wow.
years. So, because this is, of course, going to be our fourth year.
It's amazing.
Which is really huge. And like you said, we split half the proceeds go to Levine, and all those stay in York County, and then half go to Komen, Charlotte, which about 75% of those funds stay in York County as
Wonderful.
Well.
Wonderful. That's so excellent.
What's your connection here? Why are you involved in this? Have you got a personal interest somewhere or something?
I do. I lost my mom to breast cancer, and I also have a very strong family history. I have five aunts that passed away as well. So,
from breast cancer?
From breast cancer,
really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother is the only survivor. So, and she's just a tough old bird.
And doesn't mind being called that either.
I inherited some of her stubbornness, I will admit, but I was very close to my mom, and unfortunately she had an extremely aggressive form of breast cancer, and one thing I noticed going through that process, I couldn't really change the medical side, but she had an incredible support system from myself, my brother, and her parents. But I noticed some patients do not, and I would see all these lonely faces in the hospital and think, gosh, there's no one to help them navigate. It is such a overwhelming process to navigate through the doctor visits and the
sure.
testing, the reports, and
continue
just the shock.
With life.
And exactly, and most of the time you do have to pick up and continue with life. So when some time went by, I was looking for some way to give back and to help others.
Can somebody who's kind of alone or something like this and wants to reach out? Is this a good situation to reach out to this organization?
It is. You can certainly reach out to us, and we can put them in touch with Levine, but Levine has a very strong support system at the Rock Hill office, and they have a social worker who works full-time helping people navigate through just the overwhelming amount of information and stuff that cancer can bring to your life.
Now, you've obviously gotten some attention from the folks. Do you get lots of visitors down for the Kicking It Challenge coming up May 6th and 7th? You've had this several weekends. Do they come and support and pink and
they yes oh yeah they do yeah everybody I mean the tournament is really a lot of fun. We have it at Manchester, right down the road, and all the teams are encouraged to wear pink. It's more of a fun tournament. I mean, there's some competitiveness to it, but it's really more about the cause and about having
sure.
fun. The kids spray their hair and they wear the pink socks, and we have a lot of people that just come just because we have a very fun atmosphere around around the pavilion there at Manchester with a DJ and some kid activities. So
sure.
It's a lot of fun.
Now tell us about the Dairy Barn Party, which is going to be the week before. This is sort of the process that you go through, kind of a celebration, and then we play the tournament.
Correct. Well, this year we're kind of reversing it. We're going to do the tournament first
okay.
on May 6th and 7th, and then we're going to do the party on the 12th.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be a celebration of what
yes,
you've
exactly.
accomplished.
Yes, exactly. And we kind of did it on purpose because we wanted to show the photos and the videos and all that and have all the results from the tournament. And then, so yeah, the Dairy Barn Party is a blast. We have Matt Harris again from Matt and Ramona is going to host. We have Early
Ray. We know
Ray.
Matt!
I always catch him at the gas pump getting gas out
there. He buys gas just like everybody else? Oh, my gosh.
It's fun.
And we have, you know, Rock Hill local. Early Ray is our entertainment.
Oh, we love us.
They're so much fun.
Gary Green.
Yes.
Oh,
that's great.
He's awesome.
Wow, lucky.
You can see him at Woody's up in TKK now.
Yes, exactly. So we have about, we average around almost 400 people come to the party. We have a great silent auction. We have a live auction, barbecue. It's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. And people are clamoring to get in there.
They are, yes. Everyone has to get their tickets as we always sell out.
So. How should we do that? Should we go to kickinitchallengecarolinas.com?
That's exactly right.
That's yes, cool. What kind of silent
like
auction?
Like our Facebook page, I try to put a lot of updates on there as well. So.
What kind of silent auction items are we looking at this year?
We have Kendra Scott Jewelry. It's always a really hot item. Everyone's always clamoring for that. We have some home
what
decor.
What is Kendra Scott, for
Kendra
those who
Scott
don't know?
Kendra Scott is... Me. I'm wearing one of her bracelets.
Oh, okay.
It is a brand that started in Texas. It's kind of... It's trendy, but not too extremely trendy. It's a lot of like gold pieces, a lot of bright colors, a lot of pinks and blues. And
are you familiar with
that? Yellows.
I don't know if I've seen. Sure. I know there's like chunkier silver things that I like, and that might be her, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, she's got a big flagship store at the mall at South Park. So,
okay. I don't get up there very often.
That says a lot just in that statement right there. Right? Ding! Okay. I'm just thinking for my bride.
Are you looking for any more sponsors or anything? Is there
sure,
possibility
yes,
for
we're
that?
Always looking for corporate sponsors. We have a great support system that comes back every year with Harris Teeter and Family Trust and all that, but we're always looking for more, and they can email me directly from the website.
Goal for this year that you want to try to accomplish here money-wise?
I'd like to push us over that 200,000 mark, you know, just so we can say, put our flag in the ground and say, you know, we have really made a contribution to the women in York, in and around York County.
You know, it sounds so simple. You get together with a bunch of people and you say, let's do this. We all have the same, interest in this cause and stuff like this. You want to tell everybody how tough it is to put something together like this, just two simple day right. events and stuff like this. It's incredible. It can't be just you. You're just the person
no,
that's here.
No, it's definitely not just me. I have an incredible team. I mean, I have a whole team for soccer, and I have a whole team for the Dairy Barn Party. And I do have to give a shout out to Discovery Soccer Club because they really handle almost all of the soccer logistics for
nice.
Me. And there's no way I could do it without them because I watch the game, but I know nothing about the administrative
side. You're in the right room for that.
Yeah, and without them, there's no way I could pull this off. So
good for them.
Every year, they step up, and they really take more and more off my plate. So which is great. It allows me to focus on the bigger side, the fundraising side. But
good for you.
You know, we carried this idea. I think I've said this before. There was a lady in California that started the original Kickin' It Challenge,
right?
And the two of us. Met obviously through email and all that, and she came to the first year that we had it here. Well, now she has moved to the East Coast. She's in Virginia.
Oh, nice.
So Pam is going to come down this year again for the tournament, and maybe in the future we will try to kind of pull our minds together. But one thing that we've said is, wouldn't it be cool to reach $1 million between our two events?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something else?
No kidding.
No
doubt.
And she started something similar. She had a friend that was diagnosed with breast cancer and went through a really hard time, and so she just want to give back. It's, you know, you have a simple idea and it turns into something much bigger than you ever expected.
Especially when it's full of heart.
Absolutely. It's easy to stay motivated.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, it is. You know, it's a lot of work, but then every year I get the reports and I see some of the video clips from patients that have benefited directly from the funds, and, you know, it makes it worth it.
You know you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Shayna Scheivel, it's so great to see you again. And
thank you.
The website, once again, is kickinitchallengecarolinas.com.
And correct. I love that dress that you're wearing. I just want to mention
bright and
that's
beautiful.
Beautiful. I said,
bright and springy, huh?
Very much so.
Well, we'll definitely get our tickets for the Carolinas Kickin' It Challenge Youth Soccer Tournament. Discovery's playing the soccer, and I'm sure there's teams that can join in.
Yes, we have. And we have teams this year, new teams from Virginia, we kind of from Georgia. We have, they like to travel in because, like I said, it's a fun, especially if you've had a year of very highly
intense,
competitive,
you
intense games.
You
this bet. Is a fun way to just give back and just kind of relax and put together a really fun uniform. But the public can come watch for free. They can get into the do the kid activities. And yeah, so there's if you are a member of a club and you want to play, then they can register through their club team.
Perfect. It's May 6th and 7th at Manchester Meadows, of course. Great spot for
correct.
Soccer, of course. And then the Dairy Barn coming up, a party there for the kickoff party. post-kickoff. May 12th. That's great.
Correct.
So check that out at kickingitchallengecarolinas.com.
Thank you.
Shayna, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Shayna. Thank you.
Nice to see you.